Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm thrilled today because with us we have Dr. Veronica R. Lynch. Veronica is a licensed psychotherapist, licensed clinical social worker, and integrative health coach dedicated to empowering others to take charge of their life and to move past the obstacles that stand in the way of their happiness. She's the founder of 7 Balancing Acts to Wholeness, a system for personal revitalization, and a contributing author in several international best-selling books. She lives and manages Blessed, an inward sanctuary and wellness retreat center in Lowcountry of South Carolina. And she has a new bestseller, Undocumented, One Woman's Traumas and Triumphs in Becoming a Documented U.S. Citizen. Veronica, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Vicki. It's wonderful to be here.
Well, Veronica, tell us a little bit about your story and how you came to the passion and purpose of so many wonderful ways you're serving others in your life and how you got here.
Well, I was a quiet and inquisitive and introspective child who was always curious and had many questions about the universe. I wondered who I was, what my reason was for being here, and where I was going. And I had many passions. I knew there were many things I liked doing. So as I matured, I enjoyed exploring the many different things that excited me and made me feel good and happy. I always loved beautiful clothes since dressing my baby dolls in paper clothes as a child. So over time, my passion for fashion developed into designing and sketching and sewing beautiful clothes for myself and for others. I also like reading and writing poetry. I like cooking and creating interesting and different recipes, and I also like dancing. When I danced, I found that I could express myself freely and not be too self-conscious. So when I dance, I feel like I'm in a completely safe space. So finding my passion and my purpose took time, but through constantly seeking to know, understand, and be myself, my purpose became clear. I really wanted to be of service and help people by supporting and helping to inspire them along their journey. And because I like helping people and saw that they listened to me and were helped by my words, I dreamed of one day having my private therapy practice and opening a school for adolescent girls who felt abandoned, unloved, and who had difficulty adjusting to new environments. But of all of my many passions, I liked helping people the most. So I became a social worker. I studied psychology and became a psychotherapist to support others and be an advocate for children. And as a clinician, I love listening to others, and I love helping them out of their dilemmas. So this really became my passion and my purpose in life.
That is so wonderful, and you're doing so many wonderful things in life, including writing a best-selling book. So tell us a little bit about when you started writing.
As a kid in school, I like reading, spelling, I like penmanship, so I always wrote down my thoughts. And as a teenager, I began to write poetry. after my mom died, writing was my way of expressing and letting my feelings out. Writing poetry gave me an outlet to express my innermost feelings in private because I had trouble communicating my feelings aloud freely.
That's so wonderful because you solved that issue with actually being able to contribute to everyone in the world with your book. So tell us a little bit about how your book came along, Undocumented, One Woman's Traumas and Triumphs, Becoming a Documented U.S. Citizen. Tell us a little bit about how you came to the creativity of writing that book.
Well, many things inspire me to create and write. Issues about world affairs, national affairs, community and family issues, reading and listening to people's stories, just life in general. And I thought, what best way to write and share my story that I hope would be an inspiration to others? So that's why I end up writing Undocumented.
That is so wonderful. So what kind of challenges have you faced with your writing?
Well, one of my many challenges for years was I dreamt of writing a book about my story, but I wondered if I had what it took to accomplish such a task. Some of my other challenges were getting clear about why I wanted to write my story in a book form, getting past thinking that no one would want to hear what I have to say or my story was not important enough to share. I was challenged by, could I be transparent enough to tell my truth? Doubting my value. I also was challenged by the fear of political repercussions of speaking my beliefs and opinions and being patient about how long it was taking me to write my book. But, you know, I eventually realized that writing my story was a part of my divine purpose because my words would bring inspiration and healing to others. And now I know that everything is in divine order, and my book is in divine timing as well.
Wow. So what are some of your favorite tips about how you were able to unfold the book?
I have a few favorite tips. Developing a spiritual practice that you can perform frequently, loving yourself unconditionally and unapologetically, practicing forgiveness, know that you're more than enough, and finally, you really have all that you need to do and be whatever you want to be.
Oh, that is so powerful and so empowering for everyone to share that. Tell us a little bit about the book and what you hope readers should take away from the book after they've read it.
What I hope readers will take away from my book after they've read it is that life is a gift to them and they matter. That they, too, have a story to share that can inspire others. I hope they take away information, education, and feelings of inspiration and liberation. I also hope that anyone, immigrant or otherwise, who feels stuck or immobilized by situations that diminish their lives will feel encouraged and hopeful to keep moving forward in pursuit of their goals and their dreams. And finally, I hope that readers will take away that their time frame may not be the time frame of the universe or God, but their time will come if they never, ever give up.
Oh, I love that. That's beautiful. What impact would you like to see your book have on the world? It is about immigration and your particular journey. What would that look like for you? What would you like to have that look like on the world?
The impact I'd like to see my book have on the world is I'd like to inform and enlighten people of the trauma and deep suffering the undocumented immigrants live with on a daily basis. I'd like for the world, especially those in power, to get a better understanding of the emotional and psychological impacts the undocumented immigrant has to go through. I'd also like for the world to work on acceptance and tolerance to encourage world peace. And finally, I'd like for the world to know that undocumented immigrants are human beings too, and they make contributions by service not only to this country, but to the world as well.
Well, that is so beautiful, and what incredibly timely message, really timely. That was just wonderful. Do you have any parting words for us?
Yes, I would just like to let people know, let the world know that they are definitely more than enough. And as I said, that they already have all that they need to do and be whatever they want to do, and they should never give up on their hopes and dreams. They should always keep going, and they will succeed eventually.
Oh, that's so beautiful. I'm sure you have more information on your website, and I know our listeners would love to tap into it. Do you have a website URL that you could give us where people could go to learn more?
Yes, I do. My website is www.blissedretreats.com. That's BLISSEDRETREATS.com.
Fabulous. And I know your book also is on Amazon. And be sure to go out and look into it and pick it up. It's a wonderful book, Undocumented, One Woman's Trauma and Triumph, Becoming a Documented U.S. Citizen. Veronica, thank you so much for being with us and sharing so much personal information and so much wisdom.
Thank you so much, Vicki. It was a pleasure being with you today.
And for those of you who would like to learn more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, our award-winning magazines, our global broadcasting communities, you can find us at mybookmybiz.com. That's MYBOOK, MYBIZ.com, and everyone have a wonderful week.